Good morning. This is Dagbreek with Jesus, and I'm Pat Godwin. I want to look at the existence of God. In Psalm 91, verse 1, we read these words, "The heavens declare the glory of God." A preacher was in the Pretoria area last week with an outstanding PowerPoint display, followed, accompanied with a message on this amazing truth, using slides of our galaxy, the Milky Way, and the many other galaxies that are out there. In his outstanding message on the subject, the speaker honored Dr. David Block, who labored for many, many hours on the development of the program, to which the speaker was able to add so much amazing, amazing truths. The speaker was outstanding as he described the indescribable, greatness of God in such a way that the hardest unbeliever in God never had a chance to present a convincing argument that there is no God. In the event of Moses leading the children of Israel out of Egypt, the Shekinah glory of God was visible, and it remained visible with Israel for 40 years until they reached the promised land. The same never-changing God whose Shekinah glory was displayed in the program last week, the God who made a promise to Moses, who was present with Israel, that presence, the Shekinah glory of God, is the presence which we want to have with us day by day as he guides us to the eternal pleasures of promise. When they reached the sea, Moses began to panic. The Egyptians were coming. The sea had stopped Israel from going forward. It was then that the amazing miracles of the great escape out of Egypt began to be shown to the people of Israel. As Moses called on God with urgency, this is what developed. In Exodus 4, verse 3 and 5, we read, "The Lord said to Moses, 'What is in your hand?' Moses replied, 'A staff.' And then Moses watched in awe as God performed several miracles with that staff, then returning the staff for Moses to pick up. In Exodus chapter 14, the Egyptian army was coming up behind the Israelites. And that is when God said to Moses in Exodus 14, verse 16, "As for you, lift your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the sons of Israel shall go through the sea on dry ground." I want us to invite this indescribable God of Shekinah glory to save our country, South Africa, to bring new life to the Church of Jesus Christ in South Africa, and to do it with a wave of miracles like in the days of old. Heavenly Father, we bless you and thank you for all of your goodness. Now, Lord, perform your magnificent miracles. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.